I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Indeed it is.
A female James Bond? Come on.
I know what you're thinking. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Lashana Lynch, I think
is
her name.
Yeah.
Has been cast as 007 in the new movie only in Bond's absence.
All right.
Because he's retired.
I think they're still testing her out.
Maybe. Barbara Broccoli, who owns the James Bond franchise, has said that it will never be a woman. She goes,
good.
James Bond is a man. That will always be.
Well, why don't they bring back Sean Connery then?
Well, he died.
Oh, I guess they can.
Yeah, Sean Connery kicked it. This guy was a legend. Having created the definitive iteration of James Bond, would have died for his career outside of that franchise.
Okay. He says his favorite role was in The Man Who Would Be King, which was Michael Caine.
John Huston directing that movie.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a great little-known movie in the middle of Connery's career, really in the mid-70s.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's a great one to check out. Not a lot of people know about the work he did with Sidney Lumet. One of them is called The Offense. Connery plays a world-weary investigator. He beats a suspect to death who he suspects of being a pedophile. Great slow burn of a movie. Guy just did so much
great
work.
Well, you know, what's so interesting to me is even Ian Fleming had fashioned this character for Cary Grant. I could see Cary Grant playing this role.
James Bond?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if Grant had the physicality to do it, though.
Okay.
Especially in the early 60s when it came out. Ian Fleming actually said that Hoagy Carmichael, the songwriter of the 40s, he said if you were going to imagine what Bond looked like, he would look like Hoagy Carmichael. Now, Ian Fleming was not happy at first with the casting of Connery, who was a Scotsman. Ian Fleming was so impressed, and his own image of Bond changed in his mind after seeing Sean Connery in the role, that he retroactively made Bond's heritage Scottish in subsequent novels.
So much has he defined the role that when he was maybe at his apex and doing the Bond stuff, he walked in at lunchtime to the Paramount executive cafeteria.
Yeah.
Execs and A-list stars. Everybody stopped. He said, oh, eat your lunch. What can you imagine? Tell me what it makes him the definitive Bond.
Insouciance.
Okay.
His animal-like presence. He studied how panthers moved to get the walk down. His build, his severe look, you know, that those cheekbones.
And he also had been a bodybuilder.
One of the most hypnotic screen figures of all time. The seething anger under it all. Obviously, Bond is this incredibly sophisticated person, right? When he was a baby, he slept in the bottom drawer of a dresser, impoverished.
Yes.
I think a little bit of that resentment, along with the sort of self-confidence that comes with...
And he picked up the martial arts moves, but he had to study it a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, he actually broke his wrist, honked off his instructor. The instructor was Steven Seagal.
What? Yeah. That can't be...
That's I don't know.
Maybe
Steven
a never
Seagal.
Say never.
No,
again?
No. I mean, I've got to think.
We need to.
Never say never. 83.
Never say never again. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I got it. That makes a little more sense because that would have been a young Steven Seagal. I thought you were going back to the 70s.
And I'll give you one more.
Yeah, please.
And that is, he turned down the role, the lead role, in the Thomas Crown Affair. It's his biggest disappointment.
Wow.
Of his decision that he made.
That would have been great.
Wouldn't it have been? I mean, Steve McQueen was terrific, but Connery brings something to every role.
Yeah. One last one that I want to share with everybody, because I want to see it, and I don't think I've seen it in its entirety, is The Name of the Rose, where he plays a Franciscan monk investigating a series of murders in an abbey. Based on the Umberto Eco novel.
Okay.
Have you heard of that one?
Yeah.
So he always was striving to flex his muscles, so to speak, outside of the Bond franchise. And, like I said, more so than any Bond, including Craig.
Yeah, I know.
You know, succeeded in that vein?
What did he say once? He said, I have always hated that damn James Bond. I'd like to kill him.
Yes, and yet he owes everything to him.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.